The podcast. Welcome to Coping with Life as a Student, Part 2. Have you ever felt uneasy and so much worried and wondered how you can get rid of that feeling? Have you ever felt threatened and wasn't sure what exactly was threatening you, or felt overwhelmed by the feeling of fear and stress? All these are experiences you have with anxiety and panic attacks. It is normal to experience them in life, and as a student, you're bound to experience them too. Now, that's what we're going to talk about. I am your host, Alex Bliss, and as always, it is a joy to host you in this program. Now let's get started. If you've ever sat an exam, waited on a line for your doctor's appointment, been away from home for some time, attended an interview, or diagnosed with an illness, you probably have had anxiety and panic attacks. When in such situations, you're bound to feel a great amount of discomfort and your everyday life may be disrupted. This, undoubtedly, is not a good experience and you want to seek help. Fortunately, that help is available. In all learning environments, anxiety and panic attacks are common. It is not possible to completely get rid of anxiety and panic attacks, but you can learn how to cope with them. Unlike many visible disabilities, anxiety is not obvious and may not be discovered until someone reaches a breaking point. Learning is fun and adventurous until a student gets anxiety or panic attacks in the process. Those attacks can destabilize a student and should be intercepted before they can cause any further harm. Anxiety is characterized by restlessness, lack of concentration, fidgeting in a chair, acting impulsively, irritability, failure to follow instructions, and absconding from assigned tasks or duties. When anxiety attacks you, you feel fatigued, experience lapses in your regular breathing pattern, and an increased heart rate. Your muscles are tensed and sometimes achy. Your sleep pattern gets disrupted and you have excessive worry over things, sometimes with no apparent reason. There's also the need to go to the bathroom more often. You also have a tendency to think about negative things again and again. When you're anxious, you feel like everything is moving so fast and you're not able to keep up with the frantic pace of the world and a constant sense of dread. The feeling of foreboding, like something bad will happen anytime, stays with you. But the good news is you can rise above anxiety and panic attacks and your study life can improve. The fact that anxiety is not something you can diagnose with ease poses a challenge in the sense that you don't know when you need help. This makes it important to check for some of the things we talked about earlier to know if you're having anxiety attacks, because if left unattended, anxiety could develop into a mental health problem. The sure sign to this development is when your anxiety lasts a long time. So how do you cope with anxiety and panic attacks? Identify your triggers. When you identify what the triggers to your anxiety are, you're able to intercept the attacks and keep yourself cushioned against the harmful effects that come with it. Then focus on your breathing. Taking deep and slow breaths could ease the tension built up in your body's systems. Do it repeatedly for about 10 minutes every time you have anxiety. Breathe into every part of your body that feels tensed and disconnect from anything outside of your body. You can choose to keep your hand over your chest to feel its rise and fall as you breathe. At the end of this exercise, you will feel relaxed and refreshed. You can also talk to someone you trust, your friend, family member, a psychotherapist, or your doctor. Try spending time with people who can support you, like your friends and family. Another thing is shifting your focus to the sunny side of your life. When you focus on something positive, your worry lessens and you start feeling good about yourself. It may not be easy to do this, but trying is good. Do you have a favorite music playlist? You can try listening. Do you have a favorite music playlist? Try listening. Music is known to calm a racing mind and can be a great treat if you're going through anxiety and panic attacks. You can also get yourself enough rest from your daily activities to revitalize yourself and calm your mind. And if you can do a physical activity, give yourself an escape from your daily routine and take a walk in nature or do something that makes you feel relaxed. These will help you to reorganize yourself and to refresh your system. Other complementary therapies you can opt to have include reflexology, herbal treatments, aromatherapy, yoga, meditation, and massage. Whatever works for you. I hope you cope well and lead your life in a most productive way. Thank you so much for joining me. See you in part 3 of Coping with Life as a Student, where we shall talk about study management.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.